Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. The first five books of the Bible are called the Law, which in the Hebrew language is HaTorah. For the Law was given through Moses. Let us consider the testimony of Rabbi Yeshua of Nazareth concerning the Law. Yeshua said to the people in Jerusalem, "Did not Moses give you the Law? And yet none of you keeps the law?" John chapter 7, verse 19. Yes, Yeshua, Jesus, certified that the law had been given through Moses. When Jesus was asked by the Pharisees about divorce, Matthew chapter 19, verse 4, and he answered and said to them, "Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. Rabbi Jesus quoted Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, and Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. He certified Genesis chapters 1 and 2 to be the Word of God. Do you believe him? You should. If you believe that Jesus is a prophet of God, then you need to believe that the book of Genesis is the Word of God. Next, let us notice that Jesus certified the historical account of the worldwide flood recorded in Genesis chapters 6 through 8. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, beginning at verse 37. "But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came, and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 through 39. Yes, Jesus used the history of the flood, as recorded in Genesis chapter 6 through 8, as an example of what it will be like when he comes back to judge the world. Jesus, Messiah, put his approval on the book of Genesis as historical reality. He certified the book of Genesis to be the Word of God. If you believe that Jesus is Messiah, then you will believe that Genesis is the Word of God and is historically accurate. The history of the destruction by God of the city of Sodom is recorded in Genesis chapter 19. Listen to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verses 28 through 30. "Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even so will it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Luke chapter 17, verses 28 through 30. Yes, Jesus used the historical event recorded in Genesis chapter 19 as accurate history. Jesus certified that the book of Genesis is the Word of God. So then we have studied three times when Jesus used the book of Genesis as the historically accurate Word of God, Scripture. You need to accept the book of Genesis. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus told about a certain rich man who had died and wanted Abraham to send someone to warn his brothers. Jesus told what Abraham said in Luke chapter 16, verses 29 through 31. Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent." But he said to them, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead. Luke chapter 16, verses 29 through 36. Jesus told what Abraham said to the certain rich man. The scriptures are called what Moses and the prophets had written. The law was given through Moses, which includes the book of Genesis. That the law was given through Moses is stated in John chapter 1, verse 17. In Galatians chapter 4, verses 21 and 22, the book of Genesis is called the law. Yes, Genesis is part of the law that God gave through Moses. The first five books of the Bible are the law that was given through Moses. In the New Covenant, the book of Genesis is quoted or referred to or alluded to more than 200 times. The next book in the Bible, the book of Exodus, begins with "and," which shows that the two books go together. Exodus is a continuation of Genesis historically. Genesis is the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 5, beginning at verse 45. "Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" John chapter 5, verses 45 through 47. Do you believe the writings of Moses? Jesus, Messiah, said that Moses wrote about him. Where in the Bible did Moses write about Jesus? Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 19 is one section where Moses foretold the coming of the prophet, Jesus the Messiah. Deuteronomy is the fifth book in the Bible. Moses wrote it. Jesus, Messiah, said that Moses wrote it. Do you believe Jesus? You should. The Apostle Peter stated that Moses wrote Deuteronomy. Listen to what Peter said in Acts chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. "For Moses truly said to the fathers, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall come to pass that every soul who does not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people.'" Acts chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Yes, Moses prophesied about Messiah Jesus in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 19. Jesus, Messiah, appeared to his apostles after his resurrection. Listen to Luke chapter 24, verse 44. "Then Jesus said to them, 'These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me.'" Luke chapter 24, verse 44. Yes, the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms foretold the coming of Messiah Jesus. He fulfilled what was prophesied about him in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms. Will you believe in Jesus, the Messiah? The prophet of God Isaiah prophesied in Jerusalem about 700 years B.C. Listen to Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. "But he was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 5 and 6. Yes, Messiah Jesus died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. Messiah Jesus rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. This is good news for you. You can have the forgiveness of your sins in Messiah Jesus. Your guilt can be taken away. You can have eternal life in the heavenly New Jerusalem. We read in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Through your own faith in Messiah Jesus, you need to be baptized, immersed, buried in water into Christ. We read in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, "Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead." Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Yes, buried with Christ in baptism through your faith in Christ. Then you will have your sins forgiven and be raised up, resurrected to a new life, to serve Christ faithfully as a Christian. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Yes, get a Christian to baptize you, to immerse you under the water into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. The blood of Christ will take away your sins, and you'll be raised up to walk in newness of life. Amen. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. Invite your friends to listen with you. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration.